Hello everyone and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home in the Central Florida area to visit Walt Disney World, Universal Studios, SeaWorld, or any of the other attractions in Central Florida, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. Show's also being brought to you by David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to try any of the DVC resorts for really, really good prices, staying at the Boardwalk, Old Key West, Poly, Grand Floridian, Saratoga Springs, any of the DVC resorts, contact David's at dvcbyrequest.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for anything in the Central Florida area, contact our friends at Scooter Vacations at scootervacations.com. And last but not least, if you need to book a trip anywhere in the world, and especially Walt Disney World, contact me at American Tourist Travel, and we will help you out with all your travel needs. So that's it, guys. We're going to hop on the train and head on over to the pub.
Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast, Windy, Storm, Rainy Edition. Joined, as always, by my good buddy, John. Hey, John, driving through the storm?
Tropical weather. Yes, it's Florida. Some thunderstorms brewing in the Gulf and coming in off the coast. So, yeah, interesting day.
Dude, I still remember September 11th when we were leaving and twisters were chasing us all the way out of the state. It was the craziest thing ever, dude. It was exhilarating and scary as hell at the same time. I still remember that. Like, every county behind us, like, we're looking in the rearview mirror and it's just black could be the skies, if you follow me.
Yeah.
It was bad, and tornado warnings everywhere. We were like, woo, we hit Georgia, the Florida-Georgia line, and we were like, woo, we got out of it. But it was pretty scary, dude. But yeah, your weather down there can kick up at any time, as we all know.
Yeah, I mean, we're a peninsula, so we can get it from both sides and either side, right up the middle. So yeah, it's all over the place. So I had my yesterday on the bus, Doug, I had my first very near miss. Not an accident, but dang close to it. And if I tell you where it is, you're gonna know exactly what happened.
Okay.
So, all right. So you know the let's say you were driving to Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Yes.
And as you're making your way down Osceola Parkway towards Animal Kingdom
Lodge,
very
last minute, you realize where you need to go, and they went.
And what's on the other side there? As you make that, you get all the way over to your left, and as you make your way to that left, oncoming traffic from Animal Kingdom Lodge has a stop sign so that they have to stop to turn into the admittance lane for Animal Kingdom. You know that stop sign?
I know exactly what you're talking about. That's the way we used to.
If a lovely lady just runs that stop sign?
Oh, Jesus Christmas. Dude, it's scary, dude. You want to know something? That has been going on so much around me lately. I mean, the last 3 or 4 months, I have had more people run red lights in front of me than I've ever had in my entire life combined. I mean, for like every morning for like 2 or 3 months, headed to the hospital around 5:30 in the morning, same 2 red lights somebody would run it every morning. I don't know if these lights are going from red, I mean, from green to red. There's no yellow anymore or what's going on. But and then just the other day, I had one on the pike by me, the highway. Person, I luckily now I'm so gun shy that when the lights turn in green, I'm looking both ways real quick, because yep. And if I didn't do that, I'd have been run over because somebody just blew right through it a couple days ago on me. They were doing like 85. They were not stopping, dude.
Yep, and you're right. I mean, and the thing is, if you pull out, you know, you're obviously not at fault. They're going to be the one in trouble. They're going to be the one that but nobody wants to do all that paperwork and get all that damage to your car and possibly get somebody hurt. So, yeah, do yourself a favor and check traffic before you pull out, right?
Yeah, so. I mean, especially like on certain highways, there's certain areas where you know you get a tendency in your local neighborhoods and stuff that people are going to tend to run that light, and Now, John, you need, I bet every time you go to go across there, you're going to make sure nobody's running that stop sign, aren't you?
Oh, man. And you know, as a Disney bus driver, you're not supposed to use your horn unless it's absolutely necessary. Well, I felt it was kind of necessary. She got both barrels of that horn. So.
Oh, absolutely. That's awesome. Give it to her, John.
Yeah.
That was funny. Speaking of the
horn.
You
know what? I didn't kill her, so let's just go with that. So.
Yes. Speaking of the horn, because believe it or not, John, I'm quick to hit the horn. You believe that about me?
What's that?
I said, believe it or not, I am quick to use my horn. Can you believe that?
You know, I've talked to you when you're in traffic before. I've never heard you. Yeah, right.
Well, it was hysterical. We bought a new shed because I have two garages out there, work garages. I have one that's full power that I do all my woodworking in, and then I have another one that is for the lawn equipment. But they're getting full. So we just bought a new 8x8, one of those Rubbermaid sheds. It's called a Lifetime Shed. And we bought it. They were on sale at Sam's Club, and my wife was following me home because we had my car was recalled. I mean, I had an update on it, so we went and picked my car up with the truck, and then on the way home we got the shed. And I go out to the red light, and it has one of those right turn green arrows. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
Don't you know my wife's behind me, and she got the biggest kick out of it. She actually blew the horn on me to go on the green arrow.
Hey, let's go,
bud. It made her day, dude, to just, like, we get home, and she goes, by the way, I enjoyed that. I said, enjoyed what? She goes, blowing the horn and making you go. The simple things in life, right, John?
There you go, a little payback.
Yeah, but you getting excited? Our trips are coming up. You getting excited to see me live in person, John?
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Captain Handsome's coming to Orlando.
Oh, he is. He is. I can't wait to see you, Johnny Orlando. I'm looking forward to it. But now we're going to have a good time, John.
Yeah, a week from today, you'll be getting ready to fly, and we'll be driving down. So.
Yeah, well.
Much like I am right now. So, about the same, right?
Yeah, but the crazy part is going to be about the same amount of time, our flight and your drive.
Yeah, no kidding. And just think, that's how far I commute every day. So.
Yeah, well, John, I did that for 2.5 years, buddy. So I know you're
working on something like 20, so, you know.
Well, the other ones you were actually driving. Well, I'm just saying steady, like the route you have. I did that at two different places, actually, for 2.5 years. One was Wildwood. It was about 2 hours and 15 minutes every day, the one place I worked at. It was fun, John, each way.
Yeah, I bet.
So I feel your pain. Like, at least when you're in the truck, that was basically your job. When you got done, you got done. But there's nothing like driving 2 hours, having to work 8 hours, and then drive 2 more hours.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Yeah, that's at least the other way you're getting paid for it. The 4 hours, you're not getting paid for.
Nope. Commuting time. Yay.
No, but we're excited about it. I'm looking forward to my people movers open, John.
Hey, good.
I'm actually watching it run right now on the TV. They had they're showing the running of it, the testing of it, and then they're starting to board people. It's awesome. I can't wait to get on it. Now all we need is the train to start.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's going to be open, but I don't think your train's going to be, so.
Wonder when the hell that will be open.
I don't know. I don't know how far away they are actually from finishing construction on Tron, so.
Yeah, because you would think they would have had a way of getting that done, and if Tron ain't open, they could still run the train. I mean,
you'd think
they'd run that through. So, I had a fun week of getting ready because you had your bathroom remodel. You had some remodel work done, and I've been doing mine, John.
Oh, nice.
I retrimmed out my windows upstairs. I put wood casing all the way around the windows, put new windowsills in the bathroom to clean that up, and all of a sudden the shower drain started leaking, so I had to repair that, and this supply line on my toilet leaking, I had to fix that, and it just all started. I start fixing the other stuff, and then this starts to happen. So it's been a fun week for me, John, besides doing my normal work. But it seems like you work harder the week before you go on vacation just to get to go on vacation.
Yeah, you got to go through everything and make sure everything's set. And we got to do our bag and everything on Saturday, make sure our trip bag's all ready and all that fun stuff. So, and then you got to pack. And so.
Yeah, but it's looking good, though. I repainted everything up there, repainted all the trim, the baseboard, the walls, the ceiling. I had a popcorn ceiling up there. You know how So we did that new 20 years ago, and that's when popcorn was in, and I scraped all the popcorn down and made the ceiling smooth again. So it looks really nice, and I need a vacation from remodeling my bathroom, John.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
Sounds like you did a lot of work this last week.
Yeah. Would have been nice if I could live closer to you. I could have helped you out, John.
That would have been great. That would have been super. Looking forward to it at some point, right?
Yeah, one of these days it's going to happen. Sooner than later, buddy. But our buddy Robbie out in California, he seems to be getting excited about his Disneyland getting ready to reopen.
Yeah. Robbie's going to Disneyland. You and Brenda and Judith and Tommy are coming down to Disney World, so we should have a lot of content here soon, right?
I'm looking forward to it. I mean, I'm going to check out the. Hopefully, we have a wonderful time at the beautiful Wyndham Resort, and I just hope I don't put on too much weight with Disney Springs being right across the street all week.
You're going to be able to eat to your heart's content. So.
Yeah, or my wallet's empty. Whatever comes first, right, John?
Yeah, something like that. And I guess that one Wolfgang Puck does still have like those pizzas, right? So you come back at 10 o'clock at night and you want a pizza, you can still walk over there and get you one. So.
I'm looking forward to trying everything down there, John. That's one of the things we're most excited about. I just wish more of the restaurants would open. I mean, I see the cast members are being called back, and they're extending they're opening up more and more reservations. Like they're opening up more hotel rooms. They've opened up all the DVC, like four more DVCs, but didn't open up our Riverside yet. I wonder why that is.
I don't know, but I really wish they would because Caribbean Beach and
Coronado.
Coronado Springs are just packed, and so it'd be a lot easier if there was another moderate or two open to even out this crowd a little bit. So.
Yeah, because I've seen a couple people online. They actually offered them at free of no charge to upgrade to the Grand Floridian instead of staying at Coronado.
Yeah, there was one woman at she was at Coronado. She got upgraded from Pop Century, and then there was one woman that I ran into at Grand Floridian that got upgraded from Coronado. So
Yeah.
kind of running like that. So.
Yeah, I seen that all over Twitter this week. Quite a few people from Coronado were moved over to the Grand Floridian free of no charge. So I would say they aren't opening up the other moderate because they don't want to. They want everybody to book the more expensive, but apparently they're giving the more expensive for free in some cases.
Yeah. I don't know why. I've driven by Port Orleans, Riverside, and French Quarter last couple of weeks, and then lights are on, the grass looks mowed. I mean, they're definitely
moving
getting
that direction.
Show ready. Yeah, so I don't know what the delay is. I just wish they would so we could have the boats for our trip, but I don't think we're going to make it. So.
Well, I think you're hoping too, because I think you would enjoy driving through those resorts, picking up and dropping off.
Yeah, and every once in a while stopping for beignets on the way in. That would make me a happy man.
Yeah, well, hopefully it's open when we come down. I doubt it by then because it's only a week away, but I still don't understand why the boats roll Key West can't run. I mean, that's just crazy.
I don't know. It must be because they're not running to French Quarter and Riverside yet, so they don't want to put any on that river area. I don't know why. I really have no idea. I don't know why the Epcot monorail's not running yet. That doesn't make any sense to me yet either, so.
No, and it's not fair. I'm not being smart, but I'm not trying to complain. But it's not fair to the people at the monorail resorts. That's what they stay there for, to have that convenience. It's part of the Disney experience. And I seen right now that they are offering a free hotel one night stay to the cast members, but they're still not opening up cast member availability for the parks.
No, you can stay out here, but you can't go to the park. So. I don't know, but I mean, like me, a lot of people can use their comp tickets. You know, we're going to probably get comp tickets again for the summer. So I imagine that's what a lot of people will be holding off for, is those comp tickets come in and they can book them a one night stay and actually go to the park. So that's probably what we'll do. We'll probably go to Hollywood, try to book it out and go at Hollywood Studios. So
did you get your voucher for a day for yourself?
No, it's not until the 26th can we register. So,
oh, of May.
That's tomorrow, I think.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
So.
Of April. 26th of
yep.
April, you can register if you're a cast member.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. Yeah, we can register for that one night. And then also another good thing Disney's done is they through the HR tools and stuff, if you do get your second dose of COVID, you get paid 4 hours. So that works for me. It's about a $70, $75 bonus for something that I did anyway. So
when do you get your second?
Tuesday.
Okay. Brenda got hers yesterday.
All right.
And touch on wood, so far, so good. She's only has a little bit of a sore arm. She got the second Pfizer. So hopefully, they say the first 24 hours are the most, you know, common of something to happen. So at 4:45 will be officially 24 hours, but so far so good. As of 9:05 as we speak, she's pretty good. So thank goodness.
Yeah, that's great. So, and you did yours months ago, right? So.
Yeah, I got my second shot actually February 11th.
Yeah. So
yeah, it's been a while ago. Me and Brenda both just took pictures of our cards, and then we put our cards in our lockbox.
There you go.
But yeah, take a picture and keep it on your phone. This way, if you're called out on it or need to show it for any reason, you have it on your phone, but don't have a chance of losing it.
Yeah, I do that with all of my documents. You know, my driver's license, my insurance card, all that I have on my phone too. So.
Yeah, it makes life easier. Just and then transfer it over in your wallet.
Yep.
But I need to. I'm still getting nervous because you know I don't fly a lot, right? You know what I mean, John? And
yeah.
Like, I have my locator number, and I book a lot of trips, but when it's my trip, I still get nervous because I'm still waiting for the tickets, the boarding passes to pop up, so I can put the tickets in my wallet, and they still ain't there, and it makes you nervous until the tickets are on your phone, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I completely understand, and yeah. Especially if you're not used to the practice. You know, it's one thing if you fly every 4 or 5 months, but...
Yeah. With me not doing it myself, it's like I got the locator number, I got the ticket, like all the purchase here printed out, but I can't go in and get the boarding pass until I think it's like 48 hours prior to the trip or something like that. The tickets pop up. So
right.
It just, I just want everything done. So I know I'm getting on that plane and coming down to see you guys.
Yeah, I remember flying. The time I flew the most, obviously, was when I was in the Navy. In those 3.5 years, I probably flew probably 40 times back and forth. So it was a lot easier there. When I'd come home on leave, I'd just go into the travel agent's office up there in Atlantic Highlands, New Jersey, and get them to print me out a ticket. And then that was all I needed back in the day. You know, it was just one little ticket. So
yeah.
It was great.
The good old days, John. Now things are too confusing.
Everything. Yeah.
And the problem is you get used to something and then they change it 10 minutes later thinking it's better and it's not.
Yep.
So, but anywho, yeah, we're excited. We got our days planned. I haven't seen I can't see anything for the Yak and Yeti being opened yet, John.
I don't know. You know, I haven't been out in the Emerald Kingdom. I haven't been to any park in forever, but. I don't know if it's open or not. If I actually pick up anybody from Animal Kingdom today, I'll ask them if they happen to eat there. So.
Yeah, I mean, I'm dying to get in there. I'm going on allears.net now to see if it was open. But me and Brenda couldn't get anything for there. And you know, the fried wontons and the mango pie are to do every trip.
You know, if you're working through My Disney Experience and you're trying to get it and you can't get it, try typing it in just a Safari and use Open Table, like I was saying, for the Disney Springs, because it's privately owned. You may be able to make a reservation without using My Disney Experience. So.
Yeah, it's saying it's opened here. It doesn't say temporary closed, but I can't get anything for it. So I'm going to have to try Open Table.
Yeah, definitely try that. I had no problems whatsoever. I even, just for the heck of it, I typed in that day for the Edison, and there was reservations available that day, and then it goes, I think, 2 months out, because, what's that, yeah, 2 months, I was able to look all the way to the middle of June for a reservation, so that was a lot easier than trying to navigate My Disney Experience, and with their limited amount of reservations they give you, so.
Yeah, I just, I don't know, we love going here every single trip, and I'll tell you what, it does seem like they shorten the menu a little bit. So,
really?
Maybe a little bit. I mean, it doesn't seem as big. I mean, there's quite a bit on here, but it doesn't seem as big as it was. There's a few things missing.
Yeah, I mean, as long as they don't get rid of the favorites, I think that menu could stand a little pruning because that was it was like page after page after page of stuff at that place. So
I'll listen to you with the being the linguist you are, the writer, could use a little pruning. Listen to that. Jesus. We're talking to Mark Twain over here, and our writer on our page, right? Or Walt Whitman or something. Like, John, you're that good.
I'm the linguist. Yes. How about that?
But yeah, I do love their firecracker shrimp. I'll tell you what I've been eating a lot of. Do you like udon noodles?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, okay. It's nothing I'm going to cross the street for, but if they're there, I'll eat them.
That's funny.
They're noodles.
Our local Japanese restaurant, Shogun, I've been really into. You know how you get your local restaurants, certain things is your favorite, and you'll eat them. Like, you go on every time you go there, you eat them. You know what I'm saying? It becomes a habit. It's your go-to meal. And it used to be the hibachi, but the last month or so, I've been really. They do this stir fry with the udon noodles and it with the shrimp. It's udon with shrimp and all the stir fry with it, and it is incredible, John.
You know, that sounds very similar to what Lisa gets at our local Chinese restaurant. She gets the shrimp lo mein, and that's all she'll ever get, the shrimp lo mein. I mean, I bang all around the menu trying all kinds of different stuff, but shrimp lo mein, that's it. That's it.
It's very good. I've been really enjoying it. The noodles are really good for you. They're healthy for you. So that's, I've been enjoying that lately. And the reason I'm saying that, I noticed they have it under the udon with the lo mein and the vegetable lo mein on here. So, but they kept the honey chicken, the barbecue ribs. But I'm going to the desserts. They had the mango pie and the fried wontons.
All right. You're okay then.
They did both go up a buck, though, or two. The fried wontons, what do you think they are now, John?
$10.95.
$11.99.
That's pretty close.
Yeah. And the mango pie now is $10.99. I'd pay $30 for it because she loves it that much. But that is a lot of money for a slice of pie, isn't it? $10.99?
That's about on par with desserts across property now. I think all desserts are now, between $10 and $12? Sounds about right.
It just doesn't seem, it seems crazy though, and I'm not being sorry, because I love this restaurant, and the prices are usually good here. Like, their honey chicken is only $20.99. So it's like the piece of pie is more than half it, the price.
Yeah, the big entree, right.
Yes, that's my point when you put it like, they have the barbecue ribs, which, remember, I've told the story many times. I'm sitting here with my beautiful wife, and we sit down to lunch, and it's late lunch, early dinner, and we go to order, and she goes, "I'll have the ribs." I'm like, "Who are you, and what did you do with my wife?"
The ribs? You don't eat the ribs? I know, it's like Doug, the airplane movie, when the woman sits down, or the married couple sits down, and Joe has the second cup of coffee, and she thinks to herself, "Well, Joe never has a second cup of coffee at home." So it's kind of like that, right?
Yeah, it's like, is the barbecue ribs, is there something you're not telling me? Are we expecting something? Is there, what's going on? What are you doing craving ribs? But it was funny, and I'll tell you what, dude, they were some of the best ribs we've ever had, and I wouldn't expect that at Yak and Yeti, would you?
No, and unfortunately, you know what I've had at Yak and Yeti too many times.
Yes.
And I still don't know. All that good stuff on there, and that's what I've eaten, so I'm disappointed in myself.
The thing is, you're not cheap, John, because it's the second most expensive thing on the menu.
It sounded so good.
Yeah, well, the reason it sounds so good, it's the Malaysian seafood curry. But this is why me and you get it. And I've gotten it, and it was, I ate it, but it wasn't good. And you ate it because you're guilt. But when I see jumbo shrimp and Dungeness crab ravioli, I'm like in. And then it's zucchini tossed in a red curry coconut sauce. If they could have just left the coconut sauce off, we'd have enjoyed it, don't you think, John?
I don't know. It was just, and it wasn't horrible. I mean, it wasn't atrocious. It was just bland. It was like they had boiled all the seafood for an hour out back with no seasoning whatsoever, and then dumped it on your plate. So, yeah, it was very disappointing.
Has Lisa ever got the duck here, the Bahakata? What is it? Bahaka Tabar duck. Roasted half duckling, plum barbecue sauce, jasmine rice, and stir-fried vegetables for $29.99.
No, I think the last time we ate here, I don't think she was had fully went over to this duck fascination that she has now. So now I think she's had the I think she might have had the ribs one time, and I think she had probably, oh, we always get the dim sum platter and all that stuff for an appetizer. I know that, so, because those are very good. So.
Now, one of my favorite things on this menu is that miso salmon. It's a miso glazed Atlantic salmon, coconut ginger rice, and stir-fried vegetables. That's really, really good. I've gotten that a few times. I really like that. And me and Brenda, we love it here. The soy, like I said, the soy herb rub ribeye is very good here, but that's market value, but that's pretty good. The hibachi steak and shrimp, $33.99. They have bang bang calamari, John, for $14.99. Would you try that?
Yeah, if somebody else was gonna eat some with me. I don't know if I'd want to eat that much calamari by myself. I've done that before, where you get an appetizer of calamari for yourself. Oh, that's more like your entree than, you know, because that's a lot of, especially if they batter it and you get more than a couple of rings, you're going to run out of room quick.
No, but I enjoy the Yak and Yeti, so we got to try to get in here on that Thursday, see if we can. So I'll try Open Table, like you said, John. We ate at that place yesterday, and I got the udon noodles and all from our place called Shogun, and I love the lady there. She's a sweetheart, local owned business, and they always throw in free stuff for us, because even with pickup, I over tip. I started that when the whole, I've always been that way, but with the virus going on, I make sure we really take care of restaurants, if you follow me. Yep. And she always throws in, she made homemade peanuts before, John, they had that my life, they were roasted peanuts that they made at the restaurant. Oh my God, were they good. My wife was in love with them, and they throw in vegetable pot stickers and all this. Yesterday she gave me, she goes, I give you free, and then I'm like, free what? And then what is one of your favorite things, John, that you get every time, like at the boathouse that you got, and one of your favorite go-to dishes that you like?
From a Japanese restaurant?
When you went to the boathouse and all, you always order, she goes, I give you free oysters. And ooh, she gave me free fried oysters yesterday, John. And they were good, dude.
I didn't think you were a big fan of oysters, so that's good to hear that you liked them.
If they're cooked, I'm good with it, John. I just don't like eating them raw. But I've tried. You understand what I'm saying? I won't say it's bad. It's just that and clams raw, I just can't do.
Oh, man, we found some at our local grocery store this weekend, Friday night. I sat and ate a dozen raw oysters. And I don't know, for me, I love the ocean and stuff, and it tastes like I'm actually eating the ocean, basically. Yes. So I love raw oysters.
And these were good. They were fried, and you know I don't eat a lot of fried stuff. But being she gave them to me, I wanted to. You're giving me the food, and it's in front of me. I'm going to try it. I wouldn't go out of my way to order the fried food. But fried food, and we've said it a million times, you could fry your shoe with the right batter, and it would taste good. But what I liked about these fried oysters were they didn't have a ton of batter on them. So you could still – they weren't, overcooked or whatever, biting – hard, if you understand what I'm saying. They still had the oyster texture to them, John.
Oh yeah, and an oyster is a pretty dense little guy, so once you if you batter it correctly and fry it, you're still going to get a good juicy part of it.
Yes, and that's what was really, really good. It was, I really enjoyed them. I mean, it was the only thing though that I didn't put in the... So yeah, John, I'm going to head over to Open Table and see if I can maybe get some for Yak and Yeti.
Yeah, what day are you going to Animal Kingdom?
Thursday is our Animal Kingdom day.
All right. So Wednesday is all day Epcot for all of us. That's going to be a hoot and a holler.
Yes.
So that's going to be fun. Tuesday night is Paddlefish for all of us. We're going to have a good time there. So I've got Monday and Tuesday where me and Lisa are just bumming around Disney Springs and the resorts. So which of those 2 days do you think is going to work out for us to meet up at the pool bar over there to do a little bit of the podcast?
Well, how about Monday and Tuesday is the 2 days, right?
Yeah.
All right, so Monday we're doing Magic Kingdom is our first day at the parks, and then Tuesday we're doing Hollywood Studios. So I will talk to Brent, and I will let you know by tomorrow so okay. we can do some. But I was thinking, remember we were talking maybe Tuesday, you come over before we go to dinner. But and then on the other hand, it might not be bad to do a middle of the day deal where we can grab a beer and a snack.
Well, that's what I was thinking, because that way it also coincide with your midday break.
Yeah.
You know? So whichever park you were at where you think you'd be done, probably a little earlier. So we've got, I think, Wine Bar George at on Tuesday. So it may be after that or on Monday at any time. So I don't know. Talk to Brendan, see what works out. So
yeah, we'll talk. Maybe we try it Monday. It's a shame if I was in early enough Sunday, I'd say let's do it then.
Yeah, because we really don't have anything. Well, we're going to be bumming around Orlando for a while on Sunday until our room's ready. But, yeah, after 4 o'clock we check in, and it'd work out. But you guys got to rent a car and all that stuff and stop at Target and do some shopping.
So. We'll see what time we're in, and maybe we'll play it by ear. Maybe I can get you to meet me for a drink that night over there or something.
Okay.
So we'll work that out in the next day. You got to send me over your schedule for this week, too, because we want to do an earlier show than Sunday this week, like Thursday or Friday, if you follow me.
Yep. Yeah, I don't think Sunday morning is going to work out too well for next week.
I don't think the people want to hear my mouth on the plane, or we could try that, John, with the Wi-Fi. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW First Class Main Street Podcast. How's that sound, John?
There you go. Nice.
Yes. I'd entertain the crew on the plane. So... But anywho, we'll figure that out. So something will be coming to you from the Wyndham. I can say that. So
sounds good.
You out of the rainstorm?
Yeah, actually, it's sunny and clear over here. So.
Yeah, I
got to Disney and the bubble went. Wah! So
that's the way it rolls.
Yep.
Well, let's head over to get some of the news here, John, before you got to go into work, because you've had a busy couple days. Any new stories on the bus? Any dumb bus driver joke you have?
No. Let's see. Sorry, I had to. Somebody pulled over to or stopped in the middle of traffic to allow a softshell turtle to cross. And I usually help tortoises and turtles, regular turtles. I don't mess with snapping turtles. No, I'm not losing a finger to help you.
So, they will take your finger.
Yep. So, snapping turtles, they're on their own.
Yeah.
But, all right. So, let's see what are the two favorite letters of the alphabet for pirates?
R.
Well, you got one. R.
And let me see. I can't get the matey, the only other thing I think of. R and what?
Believe it or not, you got it. C.
Very good. Very good. I got one right for a change, John.
Yeah, there you go. There
you go. Epcot operating hours extended through July in the latest Disney World calendar update. So they keep extending hours. Dude, I'm afraid of how packed do you think we're going to be next week, John?
Well, based on what I've seen last night, pretty packed. Disney Springs is just, and it makes sense, I guess, because you have to make reservations, and if there's no park reservations, Disney Springs, although, you know, the stores control you and they control parking, they don't control people coming in from the resorts. So if you don't have a park reservation, where's everybody going? Disney Springs. So it is extremely packed over there. I don't know. They're still limiting the capacity inside, and from what I've heard people saying with the park hopping deal is that a lot of people are, you know, that's what me, Lisa, and JJ are going to probably try is the day we're at the Magic Kingdom is to, after 2 o'clock, park hop over to Hollywood Studios, so at least they can see Galaxy's Edge, even if we can't get on Rise of the Resistance. But a lot of people are going over there and leaving the other parks pretty empty. So if you're one guy was telling me at the Magic Kingdom about 6 o'clock, he was pretty much walking on to just about everything, obviously, except for, of course, good grief, now I've got otters crossing the road.
Jesus.
Holy crap.
Why did the otter cross the road?
to get to the river on the other side.
There you go.
He was walking, obviously, except for the mine train and stuff like that. But for, like, Pirates and Jungle Cruise and all that, it was practically 5-10 minute waits. And So it sounds like if you hop over to the Magic Kingdom, Epcot, or Animal Kingdom in the afternoon, you're going to have pretty decent crowds. I think they said Expedition Everest yesterday at 3:30 or 4 o'clock was, I think, 15 minutes.
Oh,
so
that's,
you know, that type of stuff. So
okay, well, I'm just hoping the floodgates don't open the week we come. You know what I'm saying, John? That's our luck.
100% capacity.
Yeah,
that's
our luck. But you don't see it going to that, do you?
No. And especially the first week of May. Now, if it was the first, probably the second week of June, I anticipate massive crowds there this summer. And especially if they do start raising up the capacity. There's a lot of people that have held off for their Disney vacation. Heck, even us, even we did from last year. And so there's a lot of pent up demand for a Disney trip. So as soon as those gates are open, it's going to be packed. So this summer is probably going to be busy, busy, busy.
Well, I'm glad. Hopefully we get it in. Tomorrowland Transit Authority, people, reopens this weekend. Yay, it's open, John.
Finally.
Yeah, what the hell did they need to do to fix that thing? Because it doesn't look much different.
Well, now I know JJ will definitely go to the Magic Kingdom as long as he can ride his people mover. So
there you go. Walt Disney Imagineering Research builds free walking Groot animatronic figure. That's pretty cool, John.
Yeah, what kind is it, Groot?
Yeah, it's Groot.
Okay.
I call him Broomhead. He looks like he has a broom head.
Okay.
Yeah, those old, you know, the old broom, the old brooms that you use with like the yellow straw coming out of it. That's what his head looks like.
Yeah.
Walt Disney Imagineering has built a free walking robot, Groot robot, as part of the multi-year project Kiwi. TechCrunch has a great article detail the work that has gone into producing what can only be described as the very next generation audio animatronic figure. This is real walk around character that looks incredibly realistic. He does look cool as hell, John.
Yeah, so. I bet. You know, I mean, some of that stuff they've done before, like what was the trash can's name? Push, you know, and then they had the dinosaur for the longest time running around Animal Kingdom. They had there was a Muppets thing that was at Epcot just a couple of years ago. So all of this stuff, when it comes out like that, even the Ratatouille in Chefs de France for a while, all that type of stuff is so cool and unique. And it's frustrating when it comes out and then they take it somewhere else and you don't even get to see it. So
now I'm looking forward to it. And then you had the R2-D2 and what's the one that you just bought me, John, that you sent me? What
BB-8.
Yeah, BB-3. Yeah. They had him. They showed the one girl. She was controlling him. So that's pretty cool. Ahead of the April 29th reveal of the Disney Wish, Disney's newest ship, Disney has released some more concept art of the upcoming cruise ship. I'll tell you what, dude. Go look online and watch the videos of this. The staircase. I mean, this ship is absolutely breathtaking, dude. It is gorgeous.
Yeah, all those cruise ships are unbelievable. So, and I still want to go on a cruise one time. I really want to go out to sea when I don't have to work. So,
yeah, well, the Disney cruise ships are the way to go, John. And I'm sure as a cast member, and I could get you a pretty good deal, John.
Actually, they have great rates, but you just have to be ready to go within like 3 weeks or something. And we're not used to that type of planning. Oh. You know, we plan months and months and months ahead of time. Actually, the rates we get on cruises would work better for you, because you get a lot of, when you go on trips, usually, well, within a month, right?
You make a decision and go.
Yeah.
Like this one was a little longer because of you guys, like trying to figure out and trying to manipulate it. And I seen the slowdown on work around Union right now, so it kind of worked out good. But yeah, usually you're right. It's within a month, two tops. We're booked.
Yeah.
Reopening date announced for Disney's Boardwalk Inn. I'm surprised this didn't open sooner. Are you?
All the sections of the DVC parts have reopened, but. Yeah, I'm surprised that the boardwalk itself didn't open, but it's good to see just another resort coming back to full capacity. So,
and the list of upcoming hotels reopening: May 30th, the Beach Club; June 6th, Wilderness Lodge; July 2nd, Disney's Boardwalk Inn, and late July, the Poly will finally be done its refurb and open.
Oh, God.
Disney's All-Star Music, All-Star Sports, Disney's Animal Kingdom Lodge, Jumbo House, Port Orleans Riverside, and French Quarter remain closed. I'm shocked that Animal Kingdom's not open either, John.
Animal Kingdom Lodge, yeah. DVC, again, is still open, but, yeah, it's and it's strange because you pull over there, and that's one of the one of the resorts, that's the best load zone for buses because it's all split up evenly. Yeah. You know, you can tell which resorts were equipped when they knew that buses were going to be taking you places and stuff. Animal Kingdom Lodge is definitely one of them. Polynesian and Fort Wilderness are definitely not one of them because they have one freaking place to pull in, and the Grand Floridian's the same, one spot to pull in. But yeah, and you pull into Animal Kingdom Lodge now, and there's usually like one couple waiting for Epcot and one family waiting for Magic Kingdom, and you know there should be gobs of people there.
You know, and it's a shame too. I think they would want that open sooner than later, just because of the animals, to get them reacclimated to the guests being there all the time. Them staying there now, roaming around the safaris without little Tommy yelling, "Look at that giraffe!" Ah! You know, I'm not used to hearing all that. You know exactly.
Is that how Tommy sounds?
Yes. Not, I wasn't picking on Tommy from up there. I just said little Tom. I said little Tommy like the kid, not beautiful Tommy and Judith. I can't even do a Bostonian accent, so I don't even want to try to do Tommy. Yeah. Even though Tommy has no accent whatsoever, you wouldn't know he's from Boston at all, would you?
No, not at all. Judith, you can tell. She says cat, pock every once in a while, but...
Yeah, well, she has that little bit of Colorado Boston in her. She's bilingual with those two.
By accent.
Yeah, by accent. But Tommy, no, he speaks eloquent. No, you know, I never heard him say park the car at all. Have you?
No, I don't believe I have.
Oh, you know, the Boston Red Sox are great. Let me tell you. No, they stink. Oh, did you hear the latest that this part of the show is being brought to you by the Adventures of Carmen and Brian. Did you hear the Patriots play the Bucs this year, John?
Oh, interesting.
I invited myself up to spend the weekend with them to watch this game because...
They'll be tore, won't they?
Well, Tommy already drew party lines. He said he'll be rooting for the Patriots, so he's a real Patriots fan, and Judas will be rooting for Tommy. So I wanted to go see it, and Tommy said for my own well-being he wouldn't recommend it, especially if the Patriots do win. But I would love to see that. I might have to make a trip that weekend. Me and Brendan might have to go up to the Boston Way and see this fight, the thriller in Boston Miller, whatever they would call it.
Yeah, there you go. Well, speaking of football, draft Thursday, so looking forward to that too. So.
Dude, this is heaven for me. Thursday kicks off my vacation, John. I'll be sitting here with a Modelo, a slice of pie, and watching some football draft, getting ready for my Walt Disney. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. It's no longer on Sunday, so Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, I can watch all the way up to Mr. Irrelevant. You know who he is, right?
Mr. Irrelevant? Who's that?
That's the last pick in the draft. That's what the last pick. So I can watch from pick number one to Mr. Irrelevant on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and then Sunday, woohoo! I go see Tommy and Judith and Lisa. Oh, and you.
And that guy.
And Johnny Orlando. And Dawn. we're going to call Lisa Dawn. Anywho. So I'm excited about that football game. What's this? Disney photographers capture SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket launch over Star Wars Galaxy Edge. That's pretty cool, John.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I didn't see the picture, but I can imagine. It was a nighttime launch, so there was some beautiful pictures. And it seems like everybody that I know in Florida did see the launch and posted a picture. So there was gobs of them on the feed this week. So.
Well, I know our buddy Bob, he was going nuts over because he's really into the space and the NASA program and all that stuff. Here's a new one, John. New details on the table service restaurant that was to be part of the Star Wars Galaxy Edge experience. The upcoming book, The Art of Star Wars Galaxy Edge, shares interesting tidbits on some of the things that didn't make it into the finished land. So that's pretty cool, John. One interesting comment in the book refers to a table service restaurant that was axed during the development phase. What happened was Bob needed another car. He needed a Tesla or something, so they didn't put the money into this. According to the article in the Orlando Sentinel, which got to see the book's preview, the Star Wars Galaxy Edge table service would have been called the Kalakakuri Club. I'm going over to the Kalakakuri Club. Kalakakuri Club. Is that what everybody been singing, John? Operating out of converted two-level bathhouse. The eatery was supposed... No wonder they didn't open. It was supposed to be in a bathhouse. But anyhow, John, it was supposed to be... It said the Kalari Club converted from a two-level bathhouse, so maybe that's why they didn't open it.
Yeah, I guess so.
They're supposed to be in an almost speakeasy hidden club. It was supposed to be a part of the underground world. That would have been pretty cool, John.
Yeah, you know, and they kind of went with that concept with Enzo's Hideaway at Disney Springs, which is, you know, supposed to be something back from the... the 20s with the pro or the teens and 20s prohibition and that type of era. So it would have been the same kind of concept of, and that's what all of Black Spire Outpost at Galaxy's Edge is supposed to be is a place for villainy and rogues and that type of stuff. So it would have been a cool concept.
Yeah, a place for all the riffraff.
There you go.
Yeah, Circus du Soleil. Chief's executive discusses reopening plans for Draw to Life at Disney Springs. That's pretty interesting that they're coming back. The Lion King's back, John.
Yeah, mid-May is everything I've heard, and I've seen people coming out with the mud print costumes that they wear for the Lion King show. I've talked to a couple of cast members, and they even had, I think, the guy that or one of the executives over there watched a show the other day, and it looks like it's getting ready. And I was hoping maybe I could have finagled in there for a former cast member preview, but not even going to Animal Kingdom, so it doesn't look like I'll get a chance.
It's a shame. Well, it was supposed to open in 2020, spring of 2020, Draw to Life, the new show down at Circus Olay, but now they're supposed to open later this year, so... Keep your eye open. You might be able to buy tickets for Cirque du Soleil.
Yep, and that'll liven up that section of Disney Springs. Although there's a pretty decent crowd down there now that the City Works place at the NBA experience is fairly busy. They seem to be doing well, and House of Blues is down there, and then Cirque du Soleil reopens. You're really going to have a nice crowd down on that side of the Springs.
Well, that's cool. I mean, it's cool to have any little things open. It's giving us one step closer to maybe everybody coming back, and we can get our college program back and get all the real people around World Showcase from the countries.
Yeah, the authentic representatives of the countries.
Yeah. Walt Disney World to boost its solar panel capacity with two new big, huge Mickey head solar panels, two new 75 milliwatt solar facilities, so that's pretty cool. More than 75 points of light now in position on Spaceship Earth, so I'm looking forward to seeing that when we're there, John.
You know, I love when we talk about stories, Doug, and you mention something and I turn my head and look exactly at what you're talking about.
You're looking at Spaceship Earth?
I am, as we talk right now.
This is good news, John. It's good news that places are open and people can buy food, but more Magic Kingdom snack kiosks join mobile orders, so you can do more and more mobile ordering. Holy moly, where are you going, John?
Trying to get my stuff ready.
Yeah, you sound like you're running with a cart down a street. New additions from April 21, 20, Sunshine Tree Terrace, the Friar Nook, and Sleepy Hollow. You can mobile order now, John.
Yeah, and actually, you'd mentioned that free night. They're actually, I know you're going to hate it, but frankly, I don't care. They're going to give a 40% discount off of mobile ordering for casts, I think for a month or so, sometime in June. So it's okay with me. So.
Well, here's all the mobile ordering that you could do now. ABC Commissary, Aloha Isle, The Artist Palette, Ava Lunch, Backlot Express, Beach Club Marketplace, Boardwalk Bakery, Captain Cook's, Centertown Market, Contempo Cafe, Deluxe, Docking Bay, 7 Food and Cargo, Everything Pop, Flame Tree Barbecue, The Friar Nook, Gasparillo's Island Grill, Harambe Market, Landscape of Flavor, Lawada Lodge, The Lunching Pad, The Mara, The Market at the L and Compass, Mill Stand, PJ's Southern Takeout, Pecos Bills, Pinocchio, Pizza Window, Pizza Rizzo, Primo Piatto, Regal Eagle Smokehouse, Restaurantosaurus, Roaring Fork, Rondo's Roasters, Rosie's, All American Cafe, Santui Canteen, Sleepy Hollow, Sunshine Seasons, Sunshine Tree Terrace, Tomorrowland Terrace, Warming Hunt, Woody's Lunchbox, and World Premier Food Court. So there's a lot of them on the mobile ordering chart now. Our buddy Jim Tucker, our good friend, he'll be happy now. He could buy you beers at more places, John.
Yes, and I always do appreciate it. Thanks, Jim.
Yes. But what else do we have here? What do we have? You 6 more minutes in the windstorm, John?
Something like that.
What else we have? This is all Universal stuff. Disneyland vaccination site to close, so that means the park's definitely going to open. And Disneyland, they had a big vaccination area set up that they removed. More Tron Light Cycle Run temporary canopy framework. They got that going up. They're slowly but surely getting the Tron cycle. All right, Johnny, I'm going to stop reading now. I'm going to call it a day. I'm going to let you head in.
All righty. Sounds good. Sorry about that, but, yeah, I've got to get clocked in so I don't get my point. So
that's fine. Hey, guys, sorry John had to leave. He was in the windstorm and had to head into work to drive the bus around for all the wonderful Walt Disney World guests. And hopefully you guys get to ride on John's bus one day. And speaking of riding on Disney transportation, did you guys hear this week that the gondola has gotten another little bumper cars accident? Disney did issue a statement. This was yesterday, or a couple days ago, actually. Yesterday evening, we reported that the Skyliners had once again experienced an accident as gondolas crashed into each other, resulting in broken glass and downtime for the transportation system. In 2019, multiple gondolas were involved in similar incidents at a different station. Now Disney has offered some information to the local Florida news station, WKMG News 6. Disney officials did acknowledge the incident did occur. On Thursday evening at Disney Hollywood Studios Skyliner Station, the officials advised that no one was inside the cabins at the time of the incident. Additionally, Disney representatives told the outlet that no one was injured in this situation that resulted in a couple hours of downtime. An explanation of what happened and why or what may be done to prevent future incidents of this nature was not offered. After the accident, guests who remained inside gondolas stuck between Hollywood Studios and Caribbean Beach were slowly offloaded and at the later station, some guests spent over an hour inside suspended gondolas as the situation played out. By 8:45 p.m., roughly 2 hours after the accident occurred, the Skyliner station was operational and guests were boarding gondolas destined for Disney's Caribbean Beach, reported as usual. All I know is if I was up in the air and stuck up there for an hour or so, I'd have been a little scared. And I know my beautiful bride would have been too. But I still want to ride them on my next trip. So I guess it didn't really affect I guess it won't affect me much from wanting to hop on them. Another thing that we mentioned earlier in the show that the TTA was the People Mover was running again. It was supposed to run today at noon. Well, here they did a test with a bunch of they let a bunch of cast members on, and here the darn thing broke down again. So I don't know what that means for the future. If it's going to, I'm hoping it's open by next week when we come down. But cast members were evacuated from the Tomorrowland Transit Authority. So keep your fingers crossed that it's something only minor, and it'll be back up and running this week. Listen to this. I bet the cast members, after being stuck on the ride, could use this new limited time Mother's Day Mimosa miniature is a delicious dessert at Disney's Grand Floridian Resort and Spa. With Mother's Day quickly approaching in the United States, Walt Disney World is offering some special bites and sips to commemorate the holiday. We headed over to Gasparilla's Island Grill at Disney's Grand Floridian Resort and Spa to try the limited-time dessert, the Mother's Day Mimosa Miniature Gâteau. It's a beautiful, it's a yellow slipper on with a pink rose on a purple saffron cake, I would say, or it's a gâteau, so it's $7.99, so take your beautiful mother over, your wonderful wife, and check this out. I guess little things are going to be popping up all over property with Mother's Day quickly approaching. Disney is also hiring multiple cast members now, so hopefully everybody gets to come back to work after the major layoffs. Walt Disney World hiring for cast member roles in attractions, custodial, merchandise, and quick service food departments. So that's good to hear. They, from what I've been hearing, they could use all the custodial help they can get. With an eventual capacity increase to hit the theme parks and the reopening of more resort hotels and attraction, Walt Disney World is currently looking to fill part-time cast member roles in attraction, custodial, merchandise, and quick service food departments. The Disney career job listing follow earring my ears name tag adornment popping up along the groups of cast members returning to work and training after being furloughed or displaced. These efforts are made as Walt Disney World amps up the number of cast members in preparation for increased capacity, which may soon hit the parks. In addition, as more attractions open up from being temporarily closed due to refurbishments such as the People Mover, more cast members will be needed to run them. So if you guys have a dream of working for Disney, head on over to Job Summary as cast members working in either attractions, custodial, merchandise, or quick service food. You will have the opportunity to create memories across property, working locations unique to Walt Disney World parks and resorts. Attraction cast members are focused on safety guests while creating magical experience throughout their stay. Attraction cast members engage guests loading and uploading attractions, operating sophisticated ride systems, delivering narrations of varying lengths in front of large groups of audience, providing audience control in different weather conditions. Custodial, they got merchandise, quick food service. So head over to Walt Disney World if you dream to work there. I wish I was living down there. I'd be going for my application now. So, and the ladies will be happy that the Beverly Sunset Boutique Shop to reopen May 5th at Disney Hollywood Studios. The Beverly Sunset Boutique at Hollywood Studios reopened last summer after the parks temporarily closed due to COVID-19. Several venues did not reopen with the parks. Beverly Sunset Boutique, formerly Sweet Spells, was one of the shops that remained shuttered. Walt Disney World website now shows operating hours for the store starting on May 5th, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. So, ladies and gentlemen, I thought it was a women's clothing store, so I was wrong there. Gideon's Bakehouse adds bites at Disney Springs. Cookie lovers, this one's for you. You may want to rush down to Gideon's Bakehouse at Disney Springs to try out the new cookies. Gideon's at East End may be familiar with these treats, but today marks Disney's debut. Gideon's Bakehouse at Disney Springs opened January of this year at the Landing. The cookies look fantastic over here. I mean, they are perfect with the Gideon's Brewhouse cold brew coffee. The chocolate coating lacks the freshness, so they are great for travel. So these there's all kind of cookies, but these ones really look good. They're like chocolate covered. They have like nuts and. But head over to Gideon's. I've been hearing nothing but great things about the cookies over there. They're pistachio toffee chocolate chip cookies and peanut butter crunch is the ones that I were looking at. So go over and check them out, guys. I heard Gideon's is great. This is one I'm kind of glad. I think I'm glad that Disney's doing. They're canceling some. Walt Disney World is canceling park pass reservation not connected to theme park admissions. Walt Disney World will be implementing a new policy in order to free up some theme park reservations that may be held on guest accounts without valid admission. So people are moving their dates and stuff from what I'm reading, but keeping those dates clogged up so other people couldn't get them, I guess in case they wanted to switch back, kind of like taking on a bunch of dining reservations. So what I'm reading is Disney is actually Theme park reservation canceled will be sent by email to guests 48 hours prior to that date. But people were double booking things with their park. I think they found a loophole, like, you know, we always do. People always do. So Disney's cracking down on multiple park reservations. Last thing I got this week is Disney is going to continue to move forward with the facial recognition to see to keep that going. And I don't know if they're going to want to see Captain Handsome when they come down, but we'll see if they use that for me and Brent. And I'm looking forward to seeing all the changes. I'm not looking forward to wearing a mask in the park, but we got to do what we got to do. I'm looking forward to heading down, checking into the Wyndham, and I'm looking to do a trip report for you guys when we get back. So me and John's going to do another show on Friday, then we'll be headed to Walt Disney World, and I can't wait to get back to talk to you guys. So if you guys could, please head over to iTunes and leave us a review. We'd really, really, really appreciate it. Everybody be kind to one another, and we will talk to you real soon. Bye, guys. That's it, guys. We're going to hop off our stools and pay our tabs and get on out of here. If you guys could you please head over to iTunes if you enjoy the show and leave us a review? We'd really appreciate it. Even if you don't, we'd really appreciate it. Also, you can head over to Twitter and find John at Beer Solo. You can find me at Grumpy6767. You can find us both at WDW Main Street on Twitter and Facebook. Also, head over to Podbeam and check out WDW Main Street, and you can find all our sponsors there. Everybody be kind to one another. We will talk to you real soon. Bye, guys.